Chapter 3 Joe rolled to a stop in the middle of the road. Ahead, the Whetstone Brook was arcing over the Route 9 bridge, the railing no longer retaining errant vehicles, but instead acting as a launching ramp for a continuous rooster tail of liquid mud fountaining through the sodden gray air, like a broken water main spewing across the road.
"Gee, boss," Willie commented. "Not gonna go for it?"
Joe didn't respond, craning to see to their right through the streaming water on the glass.
"The address is over there. We might be able to get closer to the trailer park using the back feeder road instead of the main entrance."
"We putting a lot of effort into this?" Lester asked from the back. "I mean, not to be cold-hearted."
Joe held up his hand.
I know. They had no idea what was out here when they assigned us."
He put the car in reverse and began turning around.
"Let's just give it a vague look around. We may not even get out."
They'd barely engaged the road in question when Sam announced,
"There, to the left, two guys in a tree."
The rest of them turned to stare.
"Idiots,"
Willie said. Joe cast him a look.
"You don't know that's them."
"Yeah, I do,"
the old sniper assured him.
"The one on the upper branch is Zach Neely, worthless piece of crap. This is totally his style. I don't know the other one."
"Thank God for that,"
Sam muttered.
"It's gotta be one of his new recruits," Willie finished. "Nobody's dumb enough to do more than one job with Zach."
"They look comfortable enough," Lester said hopefully.
"They look half dead,"
Joe stated, reaching for the radio. He gave their location and an update to dispatch, adding that the priority of the call...